Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh, Sophie, this was a great idea, and I'm so pleased the water is warm. Last time I came, it was freezing.
Oh, I think a few people complained about that.
How do you know?
Sean told me.
Oh, of course.
Yes, he said several people had complained.
So, how is Loverboy?
Loverboy is... I'll meet you to the end and then I'll tell you.
Oh, hang on, Sophie.
Jim, have you seen Mike today?
No, I haven't.
Well, do you know if the Pattersons were happy?
No, I've no idea.
Well, didn't you ask Mike?
Penny, if you must know, he hasn't said anything to me. All I know is they stayed longer than they planned and they're still on the island.
Do you mean to say they haven't gone back to Spain?
No.
Well, if they haven't gone back, it must mean something is wrong.
Not necessarily.
Oh, Jim, of course it does. They'd only stay here if they were not pleased with something. I bet it's me, because I sold that stupid lamp.
Well, it's done now. I wouldn't worry. Anyway, I thought you said the customer insisted on buying it.
Well, she did. But what I didn't realise was that she bought it as a present for the Pattersons. Honestly, who would buy that for someone? It was gross.
Well, she didn't think so.
No, but I bet the Pattersons will.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, Jim, I'm going to get into trouble for this, because I knew I shouldn't have sold it.
Well, mistakes happen.
Yeah, and I bet Mike is going to get into trouble about this as well.
Well, I think that's very likely.
What do you think they'll say to him?
If they find out everything, I think he will be sacked.
What? Oh, don't say that. That'd be terrible, and it'd be all my fault.
Well, not really. You didn't choose those lamps, and you didn't put one out on the shop floor. Also, you didn't know you were selling the blooming thing to a friend of the owners of the shop.
Yeah, who happened to buy it to give to them.
That's why I think Mike is in serious trouble. I warned him not to buy from that dealer.
What dealer?
Oh, never mind. At least he's forewarned as to what has happened.
What do you mean?
Well, he knows what's happened, so when the Pattersons approach him about the sale of the lamp, at least he'll be prepared.
How does he know? Because I didn't tell him.
Well, I did.
Oh, you didn't. You and your blooming big mouth. Why did you have to go and tell him?
Sophie, are you ready?
Yes, I'm coming now.
Okay, have you got everything?
Yes. Oh, I enjoyed that. And it wasn't too busy, was it?
No, it was okay.
I won the race.
Sophie, you started first.
I was faster, that's all.
Yeah, okay. So you say all is good with Sean?
Yes, believe it or not. He's been really lovely.
Well, I'm pleased for you, Sophie. Really, I am.
Thanks, Jess, and I'm sorry for what I said.
Well, I'm sorry too. So shall we meet up for a drink tonight?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Do you mean just the two of us? What about Sean? Don't you want to see him?
No! I won't ask Sean. This is a girl's night. He's not invited.
Hi, Mike. Before you go home, I just wondered if you wanted to go for a coffee.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I can't tonight.
You sure?
Yeah, sorry. I've really got to rush, I'm afraid.
So how are things?
With me? Oh, they're fine, thanks. Right, let me just lock up. Excuse me a sec. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me quickly, what did the Pattersons say?
Oh, nothing much.
Well, what did they say about the lamp?
Oh, that? Well, not a lot. Look, I've got to go. I'll see you tomorrow, mate.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Penny. It's Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Look, I'm meeting up with Tess and Amy tonight at Adam's Wine Bar. Do you want to come?
Oh, I don't know. I was hoping for a quiet night in.
Oh, come on, Penny. It'll be good. There's going to be a band on.
No, I'm sorry. Thanks for asking, but I really do need an early night.
OK, well, if you change your mind, you know where we are.
Yeah, OK. Well, bye for now.
Yeah, bye. See you later.
Oh, this damn door. I must get it fixed. Oh, right. Time for a coffee.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, my God, you frightened the life out of me. What are you doing here?
Oh, I came to see you.
Harry, what are you doing in my house? How in the hell did you get in?
Remember, Penny, I am a locksmith. I can get in anywhere.
You broke into my house. Harry, that's criminal.
Oh, calm down, Penny. The lock on your front door is rubbish, so it was easy to get in. Look, there's no harm done. And it's your fault anyway. You should have had that lock mended.
My fault? Harry, just go. Please, just go.
But I've only just got here, and it's good to see you.
What do you want?
I want to know where Sarah is.
Sarah? Harry, I have no idea. I thought she was with you.
Oh, don't give me that. I know she's here. So, when will she be in?
Harry, I mean it. She is not here. She left weeks ago to be with you. So, what are you saying? Has she left you?
No, it's not that. She never arrived. She texted me saying she was coming to me, but never did.
What? Well, where is she then?
Penny, I'm not daft. She's living here, isn't she?
No, I promise you she's not. Harry, I honestly haven't seen her for weeks. In fact, I haven't heard from her since the day she walked out.
Really?
Yes. I thought she was back with you. She left me a note saying she was going to be back with you.
Well, if she's not here, where the hell is she then? And why did she text me saying she was coming back to me and then didn't? It doesn't make sense.
So are you saying you have not seen Sarah at all since you left the island?
No, not once.
But she texted you, is that right, saying she would be coming back to you in London?
Yes, that's exactly it.
But then she didn't arrive. So, have you asked round, like the hospitals?
Yes, I have. You see, she said quite definitely that she'd arrive at my place at 6 o'clock that evening. Well, 6 o'clock came and went, so I stayed up until 2. Well, I think it was. But there was no sign of her. So the next morning I phoned the hospital, but no one of her description had been admitted.
What about the police? Did you try them?
Believe it or not, I did. And again, nothing.
Well, do you think she just changed her mind?
No, I can't believe that. She was telling me how much she missed me and was dying to see me again.
Well, it is odd, because I must admit she said the same sort of thing to me in the note.
And you haven't heard from her at all since she moved out?
No, honestly. I thought she was with you.
I wonder where she's gone then. Do you know if she had much money on her?
No idea. But Sarah moved out weeks ago. Why are you down here now and not before?
Look, all I want to know is where she is.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know. And I think you should go now.
Okay, I'll go all right. But if I don't find her, I'll be back. Penny, you haven't heard the last of me. So if you see her, make sure you tell me. Okay?
Harry, you have just broken into my house. I should be calling the police.
Oh, Penny, leave it out. Okay, I'll go. But I'm telling you, don't mess with me. I will find out where Sarah is. And if she is here, I promise you, I will be back.
Kathy, please pick up. Oh, come on.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.